Magnetohydrodynamic simulation of coronal mass ejections using interplanetary scintillation data observed from radio sites ISEE and LOFAR, by Kazumasa Rawai et al. Interplanetary scintillation, IPS, is a useful tool for detecting coronal mass ejections, CMEs, throughout interplanetary space. Global magnetohydrodynamic, MHD, simulations of the heliosphere, which are usually used to predict the arrival and geo-effectiveness of CMEs, can be improved using IPS data. In this study, we demonstrate an MHD simulation that includes IPS data from multiple stations to improve CME modeling. The CMEs, which occurred on the 9th to the 10th of September 2017, were observed over the period the 10th to the 12th of September 2017 using the Low Frequency Array, LOFAR, and IPS Array of the Institute for Space Earth Environmental Research, ISEE, Nagoya University, as they tracked through the inner heliosphere. We simulated CMI propagation using a global MHD simulation, SUSANOCMI, in which CMEs were modeled as ferromax, and the IPS data were synthesized from the simulation results. The MHD simulation suggests that the CMEs merged in interplanetary space, forming complicated IPS G-level distributions in the sky map. We found that the MHD simulation that best fits both LOFAR and ISEE data provided a better reconstruction of the CMEs and a better forecast of their arrival at Earth than from measurements when these simulations were fit from the ISEE site alone. More IPS data observed from multiple stations at different local times in the study can help reconstruct the global structure of the CME, thus improving and evaluating the CME modeling. This was magnetohydrodynamic simulation of coronal mass ejections using interplanetary scintillation data observed from radio sites ISEE and LOFAR, by Kazumasa Rawai et al.